I would like to thank you all for encouraging me to do a podcast. It's really a blessing to have people that actually want to hear you run your mouth. And I am thankful and grateful for this platform and this opportunity. Last week, someone made a statement to me, and they said, "I didn't know if you knew the game like that or not." You didn't know if I knew the game like that or not? Me. You didn't know if I knew the game. As much free game as I give to the world, I should have a 501c3. You didn't know whether I knew the game like that or not? Listen, most people in the game aren't winning. They're just in the game. And a lot of people in the game are about to get subbed out because they're not producing. And you didn't know whether I knew the game or not? I'm looking. I'm thinking. The audacity of the statement. How can one even say it? This is me, Free Blanche. I'm giving free game to the people daily. And I'm beginning to believe that it's not appreciated. I'm beginning to believe that I need to start charging. You see, some of us are born with a spoon in our mouth. The most fortunate of us are born with a silver spoon in our mouth. And the less fortunate of us are born with a rusty spoon in our mouth. But there are a few of us, a select few, who are born without a spoon in our mouth. But we are born into something much greater. We are born into the game. When I was born, when I came out of my mother's womb, God rest her soul, Dorsey Lee Blanchard. It's a true story. My mama said I came out and I wasn't crying. The doctor pulled me out and slapped me on the butt, and I looked at him. And he looked at me. And you know what he said? He said, "Get money." Welcome to the Dirty Soapbox. We got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. I'm going to be honest. I haven't been comfortable in about 7 years. True story. I've literally been getting everything that I've been doing for about the past 7 years off my hustle, off my heart, and off my mouthpiece. And I won't take credit from God, because God has blessed me every step of the way. I'm just telling you all, my faith is constantly tested, because I'm literally getting it off the muscle. And I'm challenging myself. Somebody wise said, without struggle, there's no progress. That's a great statement. Because in the struggle is where character is built. When everything is going great, you're not going to build character. When everything is smooth sailing, you're not going to build character. You're going to build character by learning how to overcome without compromising your principles. Like I said, I haven't been comfortable for about 7 years, but I'm comfortable in not being comfortable. I understand it's a greater purpose, and I know it. So my advice to anybody listening is, you got to challenge yourself. You got to challenge yourself till it hurts. There were days that I didn't know how I was going to pay the bills. There were days that I didn't know how I was going to pay the rent, how I was going to keep my house, how I was going to keep my car, how I was, I'm talking about challenge after challenge after challenge after challenge. And every day I faced the reality of that I may need to go back to corporate America, or I may need to just get a job, or I may need to just settle. No, can't do it. I know it's something greater. See, a lot of people can make it to the top, but they can't stay. See, you can qualify to get to the top, but you got to earn the right to stay. I'm going to say it again. You can qualify to get to the top, but you got to earn the right to stay. And most people that make it to the top don't have sustainability because when they got there, they didn't earn the right to stay. So what I'm saying is, this whole process that we go through with being comfortable and being uncomfortable is our qualification process. It's our building process. Challenging yourself is the building block of character. Study to show thyself approved. You challenging yourself is the building block of character. So that when you get to the top, you're going to earn the right to stay because of your character. And once your character is intact, who can move you from that pivot? Nobody. You can get to the top and not have character. That's why I say most people don't stay. We got to be uncomfortable and be cool with it. Like I said, it's years. So now, when I have doubt in my mind, I know it's going to work out. Why? Because I've experienced it year after year after year after year. But guess what? My time is coming now, and your time is coming now. It's time to take off. It's time to take over. It's time to take chances. Oh, I like that. I'm going to take a chance to take off, to take over. That's kind of cold, huh? That's what we are. We are going to take a chance. We're going to challenge ourselves and not worry about how we're going to make it, because we're going to make it. In fact, we're going to thrive. In fact, we're going to conquer. Challenge yourself. Be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Listen, in order to bet on yourself, you have to believe in yourself. And in order to believe in yourself, you have to love yourself. You see how those things are connected? You got to love yourself to be able to believe in yourself. And you got to believe in yourself to be able to bet on yourself. Do you know on Instagram, somebody I don't know will repost my videos faster and more frequently than people I actually know? Think about that. A total stranger to me goes to my page and finds what I do worthy enough to share it on their page, and they don't even know me. Yet there are friends and family that I actually interact with who don't repost anything. Am I upset about it? Of course not. But it goes back to that cliche saying, oh, you acting different. When people make it, they're not acting different. They just don't get amnesia. They know who was there and who wasn't. So I know who's actually supported and bought my music. I know who's actually supported my page. I know who actually texts and calls me on the regular to to give me encouragement. I know who they are. But clearly, the majority of the people that I know don't support what I do. And caring about me and caring about what I do are two different things. But this is why you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself for these instances. Because it's not guaranteed. What you're doing is not guaranteed. You got to believe. You got to have a vision. You got to believe that all your blood, sweat, and tears are going to pay off. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. I got to wake up every day and tell myself I'm great. I got to wake up every day and tell myself I'm going to make it. I got to go to bed at night telling myself the same thing. You got to believe in yourself. Because the majority of people around you are from Missouri. You got to show them. Most people are not able to look at something and foresee it being great. You got to show them. But there are a few select group of people that can see greatness in you and ride with you from the beginning. And I'm telling you now to hold those people dear to your heart. Believe in yourself. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in what you're doing. Love yourself enough to not give up on yourself. Believe in yourself enough to bet on yourself. Believe in yourself. That way nobody can tell you what you deserve. Nobody can tell you what you're worth. Nobody can put a price on you. It's beyond measure. God made you great. So don't be safe. Be great. Believe in yourself. Don't look for confirmation. Believe in yourself. Be your biggest fan. Believe in yourself. Don't be safe. Be great. I want to leave you all with some encouragement. Don't give up. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't let the people who will never jump out of a plane tell you what you can or can't do. You are going to make it. And why are you going to make it? Because it's you doing it. Don't try to be like anybody else. Once we try to be like someone else, we swerve out of our lane and we cause an accident. I want you all to be safe drivers. I don't want that Geico lizard to show up. I want you all to succeed. And you will succeed by staying true to your passion. Do what's in your heart. Don't let anyone pressure you. Do what's in your heart to do. And you will be great. But here goes the secret. You're already great. So utilize your greatness. Don't be safe. Be great. And don't listen to them. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. So you got to hear in general to get faith. And then also hear God's word. So what is God telling you to do? Believe in yourself. Love yourself enough to not give up on what you're doing. Don't let them trick you. Be courageous. Know that what you're doing is going to pay off. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm about to drop an album, and I was thinking before I was doing the album, how am I going to do an album? Just from a cost standpoint, how am I going to do an album? How am I going to have the album out in this amount of time? And you know what? Everything worked out. because God is awesome and people love me. And everything worked out. The universe said, nah, he got some dope. And the people got to hear. The fiends need it. And I obliged. I got it done. I'm in the last phase. But my point is, don't worry about none of that. Believe in yourself. And that's what I did. Once I believed I could do it, everything fell into place. And once I was unwavered in what I was doing, things moved rapidly. And I got that good dope, I might add, too. I'm talking about the music. Wait for it. Y'all calm down. But anyway, so love yourself, be encouraged, and you all are going to make it. Wake up every day and tell yourself how great you are. Go to bed at night telling yourself how great you are. I will not lose. Just say it. I will not lose. I am going to win. I was born to win. I was born to conquer. I am greatness manifested in the flesh. Wait for it. Free Blanche. Get money. Gone. Thank you all for tuning in to the Dirty Soapbox. Hope you all enjoyed it. I love y'all. Thank you.